every year around this time, we have our graduation kiddush at Ohev Tzedek. And certainly to give words of inspiration to our graduates for their accomplishments in their academic achievements. The challenge is to be able to find a bracha, these inspirational words from our parsha. In Parsha Shlach, which falls out in the middle of June, we had the graduation kiddush on Parsha Shlach 3 years ago and also 2 years ago. But perhaps by looking a little bit a different angle, we can understand a little bit more about the Meraglim, about these spies, and just perhaps a bracha to our graduates. There were handpicked 12 of perhaps the greatest men representing each of the Shvatim, going to the land of Canaan to give back some type of positive response, to give back their own interpretation, their feelings of what they saw, to come back with fruits, so that the Jewish people who were in the wilderness and unsure to be able to build and boost up their confidence, that they should feel comfortable knowing that everything will be fine. And in fact, when it came to only two of these tribes, in which they had two people, Yoshua and Kalev, the Pasuk tells us that their report was that Tova Haaretz Ma'od Ma'od, that the land, in fact, was exceedingly good. However, the other 10 tribes had very different interpretation in those spies that represented them. They did begin at least saying that the land was a land Zvas Chol V'Dvash, flowing with milk and honey. But then they started the critique. They began criticizing the Efes, but it's always that conjunction, that but. Ki Oz Ha'am, the people in this nation, they're strong, they're powerful. Ari B'tzuros G'dolos Ma'od, they're in very large, fortified cities. How could we ever think of penetrating and breaking down those walls? And not only that, but the people that live there, Amalek who snuck behind us and attacked the weak and the weary, those people who don't care but to give their own lives, they live there too. They live in the Eretz HaNegev. Not only that, but these people that live in the land of Canaan and Israel, they're giants. And compared to us, we're like little grasshoppers. We're like insects that you just step on. That's what these giants look to us upon, as grasshoppers. And therefore, the interpretation was, and their final word was, that we cannot do it. But Noshim Asher Oluimo Amru, Lo Nuchal Lalos El Ha'am, we will not be able to do it. There are too many obstructions, too many obstacles in our way. When it came to Kalev and Yoshua, the Pasuk tells us, Vayahas Kalev Esa'am, he silenced them. V'yomer alona leh, v'yirashno sakiyochonu chala, let us go, we will ascend and conquer this land, we certainly can do it. Kalev and Yoshua did not explain how we're able to accomplish these things. They just had this optimistic, perhaps naive approach of kiyachol nuchal. What exactly is this dispute? Two people saying, yes, we can, and the other 10 immediately saying, lo nuchal la'alos al am. No, we cannot. And if these 10 spies were correct, in all of their different words, we do not find ever Kalev and Yeshua saying, yeah, you know what, the walls are not really so big. You don't find them saying, you know, Amalek, they live pretty far away, actually. Not so strong, that nation, anymore. They're not really giants. They're not so strong. We don't find Kalev and Yeshua responding to all of these points. All they say is kiyach nuchala. What exactly is going on? I believe what Yoshua and Kolev are telling us is in life there are many things that are obstacles. There are many things that can stand in our way and challenge us from ever taking the initiative of moving forward. Yoshua and Kolev are teaching us that even if things look challenging, even if the odds are not in your favor, if you have the desire and the drive to move forward, you could move forward. If you have the desire and the drive to complete a task, you can do anything. The problem with the Meraglim is that they already had these fears even before they stepped foot into the land. The Pasuk tells us, Vayelchu v'yavoh, that they came and they went. And the Gemara in Sota asks, where were they coming or are they going? Answers the Talmud, L'hakish halichosim l'biyosim. It's to compare their going and their coming. Ma biyosim be'etzarah, af halichosim be'etzarah. Just as we know when the Meraglim came back, it was with this negative slant, with all these complaints, so too, when they went to Canaan, it was Be'etzerah. And that they never saw the land. But in their gut, in their mind, they felt, we cannot do it. And therefore, when they looked into Canaan, all they could find were the obstacles. All they could do was find the challenges as to why it would be too difficult to be able to take this risk to move forward and to grow. You see, Yoshua and Kolev had a different outlook. They didn't look or see the obstacles in their way. Because when they went to the land of Canaan, they did not enter Be'etzerah. They did not enter thinking, I can't do this. And then find millions of reasons to justify those fears as to why they could not do it. Yoshua and Kolev had the inner strength to be able to continuously say, we can and we will. And I believe this is the message when it comes to graduation. Certainly every person that graduates, if you would speak to them on an individual level, they will tell you of the numerous obstacles and challenges that they had to obtain the degree that they currently receive. Whether it's a challenging professor, exams, perhaps going to a college in which they do not embrace the Yom Tovim, missing numerous days for various reasons, reports, maybe a difficult semester, a challenging class. There are millions of reasons to say that life is too hard, school is too hard, there's too many things that are making it impossible. Maybe I should push off finishing my college degree. Maybe this is not the right career for me. I'm not good in math, I'm not good in science. Maybe I should just give up. That is the attitude of the Meraglim. The Meraglim who do not have the self-confidence to say, I can do anything, will walk into a situation and find every negative, every obstacle, every reason to say, I quit. You graduates embody the Midah, which is found by Yehoshua and Kalev. Yehoshua and Kalev that did not need to respond to any of these obstacles because they did not see them. They were not challenges which paralyzed them from moving forward. Those indeed were challenges. And they would be difficult to be able to enter to the land of Canaan. But if you have the love for Israel, then you could do it. Just like you, graduates, you did it, despite the challenges. But how did Yehoshua and Kalev distinguish themselves and have that inner strength to be able to endure, to move forward? The Torah tells us. When it came to spying the land, the Pasuk tells us, V'yavo ad Chevron. It does not say V'yavo'u, that they, in plural, went to Chevron. Only one person went to Chevron. Who was that? On this, Rashi tells us it was Kalev Levad the Holech Sham. V'nishtateach al Kibriyavos. Rashi teaches us that Kalev did not want to be part of this negativity of focusing only on the problems and then only be able to come back telling the Jews, we can't do it, it's too hard. What did he do? He went to Chevron, which is the land of the Avos. And he prayed. He prayed and begged that his Avos, his parents, would be able to give him that strength to be able to look positively and to push forward despite the odds, despite what everyone else is saying. Earlier in our parsha, we find Yehoshua, in which the Torah tells us his name was not always Yehoshua. It was Hoshea. However, the Pasuk tells us that Moshe changed his name. Moshe changed his name from Hoshea to Yeshua. Says the Gemara in Sota, Nispawel Olav, Ka Yoshiacha Mi'itzas HaMeraglim. Moshe was Yeshua's teacher. The Torah is teaching us that it was inspiration of Moshe, who was the teacher, and it was inspiration of the Avos for Kalev, his parents, that were able to give the strength to be able to look positively into life, into growth. As a college professor, this past semester I was teaching finance, a student approached me and said, you know, I always wanted to get a degree in finance, in business, but it's too hard. There's too many formulas, there's too much math, too many numbers. I can't do it. I looked at her and I said, I know you, you're smart, and you definitely can do it. Don't give up on your life dreams and your life ambition. And don't listen to anyone that tells you that you can't do, because you can. And she did. She did very well. And she's on her way to a degree in finance. You see, you graduates, just like Kalev and Yehoshua, you did not do it on your own. Just as they could not do it alone. It was through your inspirational teachers that helped you that went that extra mile to give you the guidance and support and encouragement. But just like Kalev, it was your parents, your family members that supported and showed you the importance of education throughout your academic careers, starting as a child and moving to high school and to college. The challenges of the yeshiva tuition and your parents acknowledging the importance of school. Always being there, being supportive, being an open ear, listening to your struggles, and giving you the chizuk, the encouragement to move forward. But we certainly cannot leave out of the equation that when Moshe changed his name, Yeshua was also favorably accepted upon this role of being a positive person, because the spell of Ka Yoshiach Mitzvah Meraglim through Hashem, that God gave Yeshua the inspiration to do the right thing. As my bracha to the graduates, that you should have the inspiration to move forward, and that Hashem should give you the chizuk and the strength to be able to reach all of your goals in life, to be successful in all that you do, to only look positive, to never listen to anyone tell you that you're incapable of accomplishing, that you can't do. But rather, just as you did, to continue to listen to the words of the Torah, to the words of Yeshua and Kalev. Ki yochol nuchala, because certainly you can. Good Shabbos.